Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How good's waking up with Josiah and Ellie? Ellie, how are you today? Oh, that's right. I'm doing this.
I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo, solo.
Yes, again, I am riding solo. Guess what happened? You're not going to believe it. I do touch on it in this catch-up. Ellie was in Perth visiting the family for the weekend and decided to miss her flight. RIP, Ellie, you are going to be getting some flack this morning, but that's okay because guess who co-hosted the show with me this morning? Very, very lucky to have him. Michael Jackson. Yes, you know him, my favourite singer. Him and I co-hosting together. Michael Jackson, how do you think our show went this morning?
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was. You and I together, a beautiful thing. But can I just say, MJ, I'm a bit worried about Ellie.
What should I be worrying? Who's the criminal? Who's Jack the Ripper in the room?
I'll tell you Jack the Ripper is, MJ. So this is what, I'm sick of you being cheeky. You're always being so cheeky. Ellie is the Jack the Ripper, by the way, if that's what you wanted to know.
I'm telling you the honest truth.
About what? You're not making much sense anymore.
That's not true at all.
Oh, really now? You think you're being a little bit funny?
That's not true at all.
No, you're just repeating yourself.
Honestly.
Whoa, okay.
Honestly.
Whoa, he's still yelling in that high-pitched voice. MJ, tell me what you really think.
Honestly.
About what? All right, you sick of it yet? Because I do a lot of that gear during this show. So what happens when I'm doing this?
I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo.
That's why I relied on you guys to phone in the show. We did a few fun phoners this morning. A few fun things in this catch-up. I'm going to stop talking and let the catch-up do the talking and let your ears do the listening. Can you tell I'm tired? I had a good time. And Ellie, while you listen to this on the plane, because I know she's going to download it, I have one thing for you to say. Oh, actually, you know what? Michael Jackson, why don't you say it? Tell her what you really think of her.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, don't call her a thing, but yeah, she is beautiful. See you tomorrow, Ellie, and I'll speak to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Taking your calls at the moment on 13, 12, 16. Have you heard from someone from the grave? This is after, on the weekend, I was kicking back at Bonnie Doon Hotel, cracking part of the world yesterday, having a feed, and my Snapchat notification lit up saying, Keith has added to you as a friend. The craziest thing is, just a couple of months ago, Keith unfortunately passed away. Somehow he's added me as a friend from beyond the grave. So I'm taking your calls this morning. On 13, 12, 16, have you heard from someone from beyond the grave? Now, Graham from Roopna, you've heard from someone, is that right?
Yeah, I was at a mate's funeral and we're walking up to grab his casket and my mobile rang on a private number where he usually rings me on a private number prior.
No. Wait, so you were there and the phone rang. Did you answer it?
No, I didn't answer it at all. And then we put him in the back of the hearse, drove to the burial site. As all of us pallbearers walked up, I put my hand on the casket and my mobile rang again. And I looked at it after we put him down. It was a private number again. And I've just gone, no, this can't be right.
Did you feel like throwing your phone away, just going, no, I can't deal?
It was so spooky. And it was only after about a week, my mate rang me and said, mate, you didn't answer your phone. And it was another mate that was ringing me on a mobile phone. I said, mate, you scared the crap out of me.
But what are the chances at that exact time? It's like your mate almost knew and he's doing a stitch up on you or something.
I don't know, but it was freaky. I'd missus here and I've just looked, I've showed her and I said, look at this. Oh. Dave's ringing me for the dead.
Oh, stop that. I really appreciate your call this morning, Graham. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for your call, Graham. All right, Brielle from Wang, you've called through. Have you got a story of someone? Have they contacted you from the dead?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Well, my pop passed away just over a year ago, and him and I were really, really close. I used to go see him all the time whenever I could. Anyway, so I was having, like, a really, really bad day, and I went to bed early, had a sleep. And in my dream, my pop hugged me and he said, it's okay, darling, I'm not going anywhere. And there's been a few dreams where, like, he comes in and he hugs me and he just tells me how much that he loves me and he's sorry that he had to leave. And
How nice is that, though? Does it, when you wake up, do you feel a lot better?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that, you know, he's still with me or I don't know, just stuff like that. And my sister's dad passed away too, and I have dreams about him. Like, he comes in and he's just like, can you please look after her and tell her that I love her? And I don't know, I just dream.
That is like, unbelievable. You don't know, do you know, you're not into that sort of stuff. You're not like a psychic or anything like that, are you?
No, but I believe like in spirits, and I believe like, you know, that there's more out there.
Of course. but that's unbelievable to think that they can come to you and do that, even in your dreams. It shows that when you're asleep, it's a crazy world out there. I really appreciate your call this morning.
Cool. Thank you.
Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I need to settle a debate with my roommate. I'll play you the audio and then I'll take your calls next. This is what happened last night.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Yes, please. What sort? What have you got?
Bit of a Twinings Earl Grey.
Twinings? Twinnings?
Twinings.
What's Twinings? How many ends has it got? What?
Twinings.
Twinings versus Twinings. My whole life, I've always said Twinings. Apparently, sorry, Twinnings with the double N. It's got two N's. I've always been certain this is the debate that'll rock the whole nation this morning. Very basic radio. But I put the call out on 13, 12, 16. Is it Twinnings or Twinings? Jess from Shep, you are a fellow Kiwi. Help me out this morning.
Bro, it's Twinnings.
Do I hint a slight accent there as well?
Yeah, and that's another reason why. It's definitely Twinnings, bro.
Jess, have I been...
I went to Woolies the other day and I asked the lady for a Twinnings. I used to call it Twinnings.
Oh, so you were like me. Right, and now you're saying it's Twinnings.
Yep, now I'm confident it's Twinnings.
Okay, let's just...
I'm never going to say it. I'm just going to say, bro, where's the teabag?
How many times have you said, bro, where's the teabag in your life?
Oh, never, eh?
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Now, I want to talk R&B Fridays here. We've been talking about it for a while now. We've been giving away a lot of tickets to It's coming up in November. You know the lineup, Usher, Nelly, Salt and Pepper, and so on and so on. Fat Man Scoop is hosting it. We all know what happened with Scott Morrison in Parliament last week. A quick refresher if you're just tuning in. Scott Morrison put up a video on Twitter. It was actually good gear by ScoMo. And it's probably why he's leading the poll at the moment. He did like a meme video or GIF or whatever you like to call it of all the parliamentarians or whatever they're called in there all raising their hands, and it's to Fat Man Scoop's song, Who Effing Tonight. I'm not allowed to say that word, but as they say, put your hands up. In the song, everyone in Parliament puts their hands up. Very good gear by ScoMo. Unfortunately, he had to take it down. He didn't realise there was some bad language and he said it went against his morals. Good on him for doing it. However, it didn't stop the internet from sharing the video like crazy, including Fat Man Scoop himself. So Fat Man Scoop put up a post, how's this, on his Instagram page. He goes, all my Aussies, watch and respond, read before commenting. I am humbled to have the voice rocking in the highest office of the Aussie government with Scott Morrison, PM, blah, 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 blah. He gets on and says, I challenge you to come to R&B Fridays live at Scott Morrison, the PM. Scott Morrison, the man himself, has replied on Twitter to Fat Man Scoop. What he's written is, he's reposted old mate Fat Man Scoop's Instagram message, and Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, has written this. Definitely keen for R&B Fridays. By the way, probably best to send me the PG radio version next time. Not bad from Scotty. So Scott Morrison, not only is he going to be coming to R&B Fridays, I don't know if that's cool or not, is it? Depends how you look at it. But he's also said if Fat Man Scoop sends him a PG version of that video, he may redo the video. All in all, a good one. And if you just missed it in news, they're going to tell you next as well. He's topped the polls. Labor are still leading Libs, but on the fave Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is slightly beating old mate Bill Shorten. I still love that Scott Morrison's coming to our R&B Fridays. And if you want to go, you can still buy tickets as well. Hit.com.au for more info. Apparently, Scott Morrison is going to be backstage hanging out with Fat Man Scoop. There is a duet I never thought would happen.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Now, this morning, you've heard it for the last hour. I'm riding solo. Ellie is away, so you're going to have to bear with me. Thanks for doing that, guys. I am riding solo, so I thought we should wake Ellie up. So basically, she missed her flight from Perth.
as you do when you've got a radio show to do on the other side of, I'm hoping to wake her up though this morning. So I thought, is that a good idea? And because I am solo this morning, I thought, well, why not get a couple of friends of the show to help co-host this morning? So I've got Michael Jackson in the studio. Michael Jackson, do you think I should prank call and wake Ellie up?
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, Michael Jackson. Thank you very much for joining the show. All right, let's put the phones up. So just a little paint the picture behind the scenes here on the Josiah and Ellie show. Ellie does all the button pressing. So not only am I talking more than I normally do, but I'm also pressing the buttons. Now, I'm guessing she's already up, but let's give her a call anyway. You can hear. There it is. See if you can guess her number. 04378. I won't say anymore. She'll kill me. Come on, Ellie, please. She always has her phone on Do Not Disturb. Come on, let's see if she wakes up. Oh. Here we go. Do you think she's next to Gav? Good morning.
Oh, you are very sprightly.
It's 7:11 on a Monday morning. Like, what a time to be alive. What time is it and why are you not here?
Oh, look, it is actually 5:11 if I look at my phone.
How's the day off?
I've been great, actually. Just woke me up from a dream.
How cute. Was I in
going it? To an op shop. No, you wasn't. I was going to an op shop party and I was trying to decide what to wear.
Can I say hi to Gav quickly?
Gav.
Oh, he's there. You don't need to do Don't wake
up. No.
Gav, welcome, mate. You're live on the radio. Don't swear, first of all. I know you don't swear anyway. I'm sorry to wake you up, but I feel like you're partly to blame for why Ellie missed a flight yesterday.
Pretty much the last alarm behind it.
Don't know what you're saying, sorry. Is it, what time are you going to be back in the GV, Ellie?
Look, this afternoon, I believe. It'll be, I can't, don't even know what time my flight gets in, if I make it. But the plan is to get there 2 hours before the flight goes, just so I don't miss this one.
Hey, I'll let you go back to sleep. But before you do, I don't think you need to come back because I am the new weather girl, apparently. So.
Oh, he tells lies. People don't listen to him.
You've missed such a big show, Ellie. Like, I played a quiz. I did a phone call about whether I say a tea brand properly. Like, things are crazy here.
Chances are, look, I don't know what the type of brand you're talking about is, but chances are you don't say it correctly.
Yeah, we found
out. Knowing you and your pronunciation.
Yeah, we found out I was wrong, actually. Well, you know what? Enjoy your day off. Enjoy the sleeping. Don't worry about me. I've got no idea what I'm doing. It's just me in the Golden Valley hanging out. But thank you for missing your flight yesterday, and thanks for leaving me solo. I really appreciate it, yeah?
Look, mate, I just thought you needed the chances to, you know, grow and develop your skills, and, you know, people were sick of me. They needed a break from me.
Very, very, you know, kind, and you've got such a big heart. So thank you so much, Ellie. I love
Anytime,
you.
Literally.
I'll see you tomorrow, yeah?
Can't wait. I'm counting down the seconds.
I miss you already. I'll see you then.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
All right, let's cross live to Hollywood to our resident reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, I'm riding solo this morning. You and I alone, this could get very naughty.
I would not disagree with that.
Big morning in Hollywood. What's happening?
Hey, you know what? This is an interesting day because it is, of course, the eve of the Emmy. So tomorrow is the Primetime Emmy Awards. You can watch it on Fox 8 on Fox Channel.
Hang on. Let me just clear this up, Dean. Fox 8 tomorrow. Is the man himself hosting the red carpet? Is that right?
Yeah, do you love that I went straight in for the plug? You didn't even ask me about it, but I just wanted to try and slip it in there. Yes, tomorrow I'm hosting
Congrats.
The red carpet for Fox 8. Thank you. I'm very excited. I love me some Foxtel, you know, and of course you can only watch the Emmys on Foxtel. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., there's the plug. But it's going to be huge, mate, because, you know, all of our favourite TV stars are going to be there. The Game of Thrones are nominated. The cast of The Crown are nominated. The Queer Eye for the Straight Guys are going to be there. It is going to be epic, and it's all going down tomorrow on Fox 8, and I'm clearly very excited.
Excited to see you on our screens, Dean. Now,
hey.
What else is happening around the world of Hollywood? Something's going on with Post Malone?
Okay, this is the weirdest story, and that's why I want to talk about it. Post Malone. Now, let's remember, recently, his Rolls Royce had a car accident. His private jet had to make an emergency landing when one of the wheels blew. And the other day, armed robbers went into his house to try and ransack his house. That's a pretty unlucky week. We've now today seen video footage, okay, private surveillance footage of Post Malone and a guy called Zach Bagans. He's a host of a TV show called Ghost Adventures, playing with what's called the Dybuck box, which is known as the most possessed possession in the world. I'm not even kidding. It has a glass case. They took the glass case off and touched the box. And then in the last few weeks, Post Malone has been having all these trouble things. Has he been cursed? That is the headline in Hollywood today.
Feels like another Jumanji movie, doesn't it?
It does. I hope that he's not cursed. Is there any way that he can, I don't know, put some sage or something? I don't know.
Untouch it. Dean, lastly, Liam Payne, One Direction. A lot of fans down under for him. What's he up to?
Okay, we love us from One Direction. Over the weekend, Liam Payne photographed holding what appeared to be artwork for a new album cover for One Direction. He's walking down this side street and he's holding this poster. And when you zoom in, you can see all of the One Direction boys' artwork for a new album. So he might have accidentally been busted with artwork for One Direction returning, which would be pretty cool. We'd love that.
I can hear the girls of the Goulburn Valley screaming outside their cars right now.
Same. I feel the boys.
Hey, Dean, I've got a little... I've got a hook for you. I've got a great Liam Payne story, but it's not appropriate for on air. I'll tell you off air, okay?
I would like that DMs, please. I want to hear all about it. I got a couple of stories about the 1D boys as well. Love it.
You wait. Otherwise, Dean, we'll try and check in with you before Emmys if you're not too busy tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's cross tomorrow. So Emmys, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Of course, watch it. Fox 8 on Foxtel.
Can't wait. Dean McCarthy, thanks as always for joining the show solo today, but with you and I, nothing solo, right?
Exactly. We nailed it. Bye, mate.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.